As we continue our series of shiurim about checking the mezuzah, most achronim are of the opinion that the obligation to check the mezuzah is a chiv derabbanan. And that opens up a very serious question. We know, as we've been learning, there's a serious chiv deraisa, uchsaftam ha-mezuzah beisachu v'sherecha, chiv deraisa to have mezuzah on our doors. And therefore, if the obligation of checking the mezuzah is only the rabbonim, it's quite clear that that's Rashi's opinion. Because Rashi says, Shema nirkava nignava. Really, we could assume that the mezuzah is fine. We have to be concerned that maybe something happened to the mezuzah, but we have no reason to believe. But the Raisa, we could certainly rely on the chazakah. So he asks, how can we take away the mitzvah the Raisa to fulfill the mitzvah the rabbon? So if we hold that the obligation of checking the mezuzah is a chiv the Raisa, so then this isn't much of a question. Because the very same Torah that told us to have a mezuzah on our door, that very same Torah told us that twice every 7 years, or once or twice by mezuzah yochid, or twice every 50 years by mezuzah rabbin, we should check it. I did think that if we follow this approach, we spoke in our previous shiur about the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Matan Ephraim, saying that it's a worthy practice to check your mezuzahs every year. And Elul was the minig to check the mezuzahs every year. But if we're learning that we have a problem when we take off the mezuzah, that we're leaving our homes without a mezuzah, and it's only when the Torah allowed us to check it, are we to take it off? Maybe we shouldn't take them off more often than what the Torah tells us. But as I said, most Mefarshim are of the opinion that the obligation to check the mezuzah is a chiv only the rabbana. We certainly can rely on the deraisa on the chazaka that this mezuzah is a kosher mezuzah. And therefore we come back to our original question. We're taking off the mezuzah because we have a chash, we have a concern that maybe something is wrong with our mezuzah, but we're leaving our homes without a mezuzah. So I saw indeed the Ramosha Sternbuch in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos VaHagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Puf Reish Mem Gimel, discusses this. First, he wants to say that if someone is taking off the mezuzah to check if it's kosher, he's in the category of an onus. And just like in the entire Torah, we have a katza of onus, Rachmana Patre, there's nothing I can do but to take off the mezuzah to check the mezuzah. And therefore, I'm considered an onus. The Eimek Bracha takes it a step further. He says, but the Tshuvos VaHagos indeed says that what would be appropriate is that when a person brings his mezuzahs to a sofer to check the mezuzahs, and parenthetically, I saw from the Sefer Pischei Sha'arim that even though we said in our previous shiur, we quoted the Chassam Sofer, who says that checking the kashrus of the mezuzah really doesn't require a trained sofer, because as Rashi says, we're checking the mezuzah not if the mezuzah is a kosher mezuzah. For as we said, that we check when we first get the mezuzah. We're only checking for nirgneva or nirkava, which anybody could see. Still, they say it takes a properly trained eye to notice that every word is not, that nothing happened, that no cracks in the letters, etc. And therefore, typically the mezuzahs are taken to Seferim for checking. So, says Ramosha Sternbuch, it would be appropriate for the Seferim to have spare mezuzahs and give the mezuzah and lend those mezuzahs to the person who's taking off his mezuzahs to put them up on his home in the interim while his mezuzahs are being checked. And so too did my Rebbe, Reb Tovya Goldstein, Zatzal, indeed do. He told us that he had extra mezuzahs at home that he put up for the duration while his mezuzahs were being checked. Dame Bracha, however, says that Chazal have the right when it's b'sheva al taisa, when it doesn't involve actively doing something wrong, they have the right to tell us to not do a mitzvah. And therefore, this is in the same category. The Chazal have the right to tell us that during this period of time, you don't have to have mezuzahs on your house, and they're allowed to do it because it's Sheval Taisa. It's not so simple to follow this approach, because if we look in the Stechemet, in Mareches Mem, Klal Kuf Tez Vav, he has a discussion, how do we look at the mitzvah's mezuzah? Do we look at the mitzvah of mezuzah as a mitzvah that's not obligated all of the time? Or do I look at it as a mitzvah that I'm obligated to fulfill all the time? The question comes up, if my house doesn't have a mezuzah, am I allowed to walk into my house? As he discusses quite extensively in that piece, it's quite obvious, he holds, that one would not be allowed to replace a mezuzah that falls on Shabbos. And therefore, he says, you shouldn't walk in, and says, what happens if a mezuzah falls down from your doorway on Shabbos? He says, you can't go back into the house. He says, so we see that there's an obligation for one to have a mezuzah on his home all of the time. So according to that, Steichemet, saying that this is considered Sheval Taisa, it may not be Sheval Taisa. It would be comparable to somebody walking around with a beggar that doesn't have a beggar Dal Knofis with tzitzis. Would that be a issue? Although I did see that the Paiskin indeed suggests that let's say somebody's tzitzis becomes possible on Shabbos, and he doesn't have another beggar besides this garment that has four corners, and Shabbos, obviously, you're not allowed to tie new tzitzis. You're allowed to go Shabbos without the tzitzis. So it could be that would be comparable, and that's exactly what the Emet Bracha is trying to say, that in such situation that you could leave, that's what Chazal could have the power, the authority to do, to tell us you could take down the mezuzah, be left without a mezuzah during the duration that you don't have a mezuzah on your, during the time that the mezuzahs are being checked. One thing that's quite clear, and it'll become clearer as we discuss this in our shir, that certainly one should attempt to have the mezuzahs checked as quickly as possible to get them back up on the doors. Which leads to another question, the Birkei Yosef, and many other achronim ask the question, if somebody takes down the mezuzah, does he have to make a bracha when he puts it back on? What is the question really related to? The question is really related to regarding somebody who takes off a talis, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody takes off his talis, even if it was his intention to put it back on, he has to make a new bracha. The truth is, the Ramah disagrees with that. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Ches, Sif Yudalid. The Ramah over there disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And it's interesting to point out that I saw the Rabbi Avadya Yosef says that even though normally the Sfaradim follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, not the opinion of the Ramah, here he says that even the Sfaradim should follow the opinion of the Ramah. So it could be. So just like the Shulchan Aruch says over there, that if you take off your talis, that's in your intention to put it back on, you're not going to make a new bracha when you put it back on. Similarly, the halacha should be the same here. But you could say that it's not really the same. Because when somebody takes off the talis, he has the ability to put it back on whenever he wants. Furthermore, we who wear a talis cotton, that's another reason why we don't have to make another bracha when we put back the talis. because we had the talis katan on the entire time. But when it comes to the mezuzah, I have to take it off and leave it off for the time that the mezuzah is going to be checked. So it isn't the same as the talis that it could be put back on any moment. Furthermore, on the other hand, one can make an argument that we could be more lenient by the mezuzah. Because by the mezuzah, the reason the mezuzah is being taken down, as we keep on explaining, is for the purpose of the mezuzah itself. In order that we should be able to have a kosher mezuzah, we want to check our mezuzahs. And therefore, that maybe isn't considered a hefsek, whereas if you take off your talis, you're not taking it off for the purpose of your talis, and therefore, maybe you should not have to make a new bracha. The Steichemet in Mareches Mem, Klal Kuf Chav Beis, has a very extensive discussion about this shaila as well. To him, it's clear that the person who takes down his mezuzah will have to make a new bracha, no matter what the halacha is by talis. He says a very simple svara. He says, by the talis, you're taking off your talis for whatever reason with the intention to put it back on, and you know you're going to be able to put it back on. However, here, you don't know for sure if that mezuzah is going to be a kosher mezuzah. Maybe when the sofer examines the mezuzah, it's going to turn out to be a pasul mezuzah. So he says, the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim teaches us that the Shamus, the waiter at the meal, has to make a new bracha on every cup of wine that he receives. And the reason he has to make a new bracha on every cup of wine that he receives is because he's never quite sure if he's going to get another cup. And the fact that he's never quite sure if he will or won't get another cup creates a situation of Hester Chadas. Says the Steichemet that this is the exact same situation here. This is a situation, he says, of Hester Chadas. The fact that you don't know what's going to be the outcome of your examination clearly makes it that you should be mechuyev to make a bracha when you put back the mezuzah. And so too does Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Gimel Chelek Yerideya Simen Yud Zayin, has a very long tshuva about this Shailah. And he goes back and forth, but he holds, as is very clear in the Mafteches, that one should make a bracha, a new bracha, when he puts back the mezuzah after it was checked. And so too does he say in a tshuva, in Shailos HaTshuvos Yichah V'Do'as, Chelek Gimel Simen Pei, he wants to say that even though, as I said earlier, even though by tzitzis, the halacha is, as long as you had intention to put back the tzitzis, you don't have to make a new bracha. He says, here, it's different. Here he says, you don't know what's going to be the outcome. It's considered certainly a hefsek during that time. And since it's considered a hefsek, you have to make a new bracha. This is not a new shaila. This is a shaila of gedolei achronim. As one could see in those tshuvas, he quotes the Shailos HaTshuvos Mashag in Yerideya Chel Simen Nun Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan, as we'll discuss soon, the Beis Yitzchak, are all of the opinion that you don't make a new bracha when you put back the mezuzah after having checked it. Rav Shlomo Kluger, however, is very much in the opinion that after you put back the mezuzah, after having checked it, you have to make a new bracha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you can't compare the situation of taking off the mezuzah to taking off the talis. He says by taking off the tzitzis, or taking off tefillin, he speaks about, So you're not obligated to wear tzitzis all the time. You're not obligated to wear tefillin all the time. Especially if you take off the talus or the tzitzis because you have to use the washroom where you're not allowed to go in, certainly with tefillin or with a talus. So that's why it's considered a hefsek. That creates the fact that you can't wear the tefillin there and you're not obligated to wear the tefillin all the time creates a situation of hefsek. He says, however, he uses a very interesting svar. The fact that one is obligated to have a mezuzah on his door all of the time. So yes, you took down the mezuzah, but that didn't change your obligation to have the mezuzah on the door, even for during the time that you took down the mezuzah. And therefore, since you had that obligation that entire time, that creates that you don't have a hefsek hadas. Hefsek hadas, it's not created, considered a hefsek, and therefore he paskins that even if you took down your mezuzahs to have them checked, and then you put them back on, the halacha is that you don't have to make a new bracha. La halacha lemaisa. If you took down the mezuzah, darach ha-shulchan, paskins, and many paiskim follow the approach of darach ha-shulchan, that if you did not, if you take down the mezuzah to have them check, but you put them back on that very same day, the halacha is you don't make a new bracha. Many paiskim try to understand where does darach ha-shulchan take the shear of the same day versus the next day. That if you put the mezuzahs back on that day, you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you put them down back the next day, you would make a bracha. Apparently, darach ha-shulchan is saying a shear in hesach hadas, and he's saying that as long as it's the same day, we don't have hesach hadas. However, once the day has passed, darach ha-shulchan obviously is of the opinion that it's difficult to say that there's no longer a hesach hadas, and that's why you have to put on. Even he would agree that you would have to make a new bracha. Certainly, if you're putting up a different mezuzah, or that means the mezuzah you took off is pasul, was discovered pasul, and you're putting on a new mezuzah, or even if you're fixing the mezuzah, you fix the mezuzah and you put back the same mezuzah, there, the Sefer Chovos Hador holds that you do make a new bracha. Although he says that the Maramshik and the Marashag are of the opinion that if you're putting it back on the same door, even though that you would have maybe have to make a new bracha, he says that it perhaps depends on the Shaila. When you're taking off a mezuzah to put on a nicer mezuzah, then you wouldn't have to make a new bracha, perhaps, versus when you're taking off a mezuzah because it's possible and putting on a new mezuzah, that then the halacha would be that you have to put on and make a new bracha. So, according to him, whenever you're putting on a new mezuzah, you have to make a new bracha. In fact, I saw the Paiskim say, there's a question if you're allowed to take down a mezuzah. You have a kosher mezuzah on your door. How could you take it down? So the Paiskim say, if it's now the time to check your mezuzah anyway, so instead of just checking your mezuzah, you replace your mezuzah with a nicer mezuzah, that's certainly fine. The Paiskim Adar HaShulchan even agrees to this, that if the mezuzah fell off, just the mezuzah fell off the doorway, and then you're putting it back on, certainly now I have a situation of Hesach Hadas, and since now we have a situation of Hesach Hadas, everybody would agree that you need to make a new bracha when you put back that mezuzah. As we conclude speaking about the importance of being boidik the mezuzahs, as we said, the Paiskim say, the Gemara says, you're supposed to check your mezuzah once every 3.5 years. So I saw a very interesting vart. There, pasuk says, Yad, a pasuk in Mishlei, Yad liyad lo yinakara. Yad, we know, is the gematria of 14. In 3.5 years, there are 14 seasons. There are 4 seasons every year. And the word for seasons in the Gemara, in Chazal, is tekufos. A tekufa, we know, the Gemara speaks about a tekufa being a difficult time. That the Gemara speaks about that when the tekufa came, they would pour out all the water. It was considered, in the time of Chazal, a very difficult time. And now we say that there are 14 tekufas in 3.5 years. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yad, if every 14 tekufas you're careful to check your mezuzahs, Yad liyad, every 14 tekufas, every 3.5 years, you check your mezuzahs, even though the tekufas, or there are other situations that may, chas v'shalom, perhaps represent difficult times, you and we, who by checking our mezuzahs properly, doing so, lo yinakara, we won't suffer any ra, we will only have toiv, the mezuzahs will bring a shmira to our homes.